I want to start off with a quote today that honestly just kind of blew my mind.
Okay, let's hear.
The quote is, "The output was far beyond what I would have done on my own, probably ever."
Wow. Yeah, that's a massive statement.
Right. And this isn't just anybody saying this. This is the direct quote from a top-tier litigation partner at Quinn Emanuel.
Which is, one of the most intense legal environments in the world.
Exactly. But here's the wild part. He did not say this about, like, some brilliant new associate
Right.
he just poached from a rival firm.
No, of course not.
He said it about an AI.
Yeah.
I mean, he took this really complex midstream litigation case, fed it all his chronologies, his case themes, key excerpts, all of it into a machine.
Just dumped it all in.
Yeah, and then he just watched it synthesize this work product that actually outperformed his own human capacity.
Which, honestly, that completely shatters the traditional hiring and onboarding paradigm that we're all so, used to.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, normally when you bring a new hire into any business, there is this massive expected friction.
Yeah, the whole learning curve.
Exactly. You sift through resumes, you do the interviews, and when they finally do start, you have to explain, well, where the files are, how the team communicates, the entire context of your daily operations.
It takes months.
It takes months before
Yeah.
they're actually running at full speed. But what that Quinn Emanuel partner experienced is this scenario where you essentially you hire a wildly capable entity that already knows the case law.
Right.
It already knows exactly how your specific firm formats its documents, and it never needs to sleep.
It's nuts. And that is exactly why we're here today. Welcome to another deep dive.
Glad to be here.
We are cutting straight through the immense and frankly sometimes deafening hype surrounding artificial intelligence in the professional world right now.
There's definitely a lot of noise out there.
So much noise. So our mission for this deep dive is to look at a massive shift that just happened in the market. We're talking about the official launch of Anthropic's Claude for Legal, which dropped on May 12, 2026.
A huge day for the industry.
Absolutely. So we're going to unpack what this technology actually does mechanically, who is using it to win right now, and uncover this really massive, totally counterintuitive trap that businesses fall into when they buy this kind of tech.
Because that trap is where the real danger lies, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, while the focus of this specific source material is the legal industry, the central lesson we're going to explore today, this whole concept of sequencing your business investments, it applies to absolutely anyone listening right now.
Okay, so it's not just for lawyers.
Not at all. Whether you're scaling a tech startup or running a freelance design business or managing a marketing team, the way you deploy automation dictates whether you actually grow your revenue or just speed up your own irrelevance.
Oh, wow. Speed up your own irrelevance. That's a great way to put it.
It's true. The legal field is simply the ultimate stress test for this because the stakes are so incredibly high and the data is highly confidential.
Right, the margin for error is basically zero.
Yeah.
So, let's look at the actual mechanics of the software. Because Anthropic didn't just release, another generic chatbot where you type a prompt into a blank web page.
Yeah, this is way beyond that.
Claude for Legal launched with over 20 new integrations into platforms that law firms already live in.
Yeah, the actual infrastructure.
Exactly. We're talking about really deep architectural connections into systems like Westlaw for research, DocuSign for contracts, Everlaw, iManage for document storage.
And those integrations, honestly, they're the entire ballgame.
How so?
Well, to understand why this is such a massive leap, you have to look at the biggest historical complaint professionals have about AI, which is unreliability.
Oh, the hallucinations.
Exactly. For anyone not living and breathing artificial intelligence, there's this well-known phenomenon called a hallucination. That's when a standard open-ended AI model doesn't actually know the answer to something, so it just confidently makes up a fake fact.
Which is terrifying.
It's extremely. In the legal world, an AI inventing a fake court case is a career-ending disaster.
Which has actually happened. I mean, we've all seen those embarrassing headlines about lawyers submitting fake AI-generated case law to a judge.
Precisely. It's a nightmare. But by plugging directly into verified data streams like Westlaw, Claude for Legal eliminates that unreliability.
Because it's not just Googling things.
Right. It isn't guessing based on the open internet. It is processing the exact verified closed loop files that you put right in front of it.
That makes a lot of sense.
And it does this through 12 distinct practice area plugins and more than 80 specialized AI agents built for, recurring legal workflows.
Okay, so here is the detail that really clicked for me regarding those workflows. This tool operates directly inside Microsoft Word, Outlook, Excel, and PowerPoint.
Which is huge.
Yeah, but it does something called carrying context across those applications.
Yes.
So if you're a lawyer reading a massive, like, 50-page email thread in Outlook, and then you switch over to Excel to build out a timeline of events based on those emails, the AI actually travels with you.
It follows you right into the spreadsheet.
Right. You don't have to re-explain the entire project to it from scratch.
I mean, just think about the cognitive load that removes for a second.
That'd be massive.
In standard workflows, shifting between reading communication, then drafting a contract, and then building a spreadsheet, it requires the human brain to constantly reset and transfer that information manually.
Yeah, you lose your train of thought so easily.
Exactly. But carrying context means the AI maintains a continuous memory of your specific project as you move through your digital office. It is a workflow tool, not just a novelty search engine.
Okay, let's unpack this. It sounds like instead of a generic digital assistant that you have to constantly wrangle and, you know, supervise and correct, this is essentially a hyper-competent digital paralegal that just lives permanently inside your Microsoft Office suite.
That's exactly what it is. Let's take a really specific example to show how that digital paralegal functions. Consider a due diligence grid.
Okay, what's that?
So in corporate law, when one company is buying another, lawyers have to comb through thousands of contracts to find any potential liabilities.
Oh, like hidden fees or weird clauses?
Yes, hidden fees, weird termination clauses, pending lawsuits, all of that. And they manually log every single one of these details into a massive spreadsheet grid.
Sounds brutal.
It is grueling, mind-numbing work. It takes hundreds of billable hours.
Wow.
But Claude for Legal can now handle that document analysis, extract the relevant liabilities, and populate that grid autonomously right within the secure environment where the lawyer is already operating.
Okay, I mean, the technology is incredibly powerful on paper.
Right.
But the legal industry is notoriously paranoid about data security. And frankly, they are very attached to their billable hours.
Very attached, yes.
Right. So are real large-scale firms actually trusting this software enough to deploy it widely?
Oh, the adoption metrics are staggering. Look at the deployment at Freshfields.
Okay.
This is a massive, conservative, global law firm. They have 5,700 employees spread out across 33 different offices around the world.
That is a huge operation.
Massive. And when they integrated Claude for Legal, they saw a 500% growth in internal usage in just the first 6 weeks.
Wait, 500% in 6 weeks?
Yes.
In an industry that still uses fax machines in some jurisdictions.
I know, it's hard to believe, but that adoption rate tells you the utility is immediate. Lawyers do not change their behavior unless a tool solves a massive, painful problem instantaneously.
That's a really good point.
When a tool can draft an entire employment handbook perfectly tailored to specific state laws in seconds, the resistance to new technology just vanishes.
But I want to push back on this a little bit.
Sure.
Because if you're a freelancer or a small business owner listening to this right now, you're probably hearing massive global law firm and thinking, great, this is enterprise software with like $1 million licensing fee.
Right. They think it's out of reach.
Yeah. A mega firm partner loves it because they have a dedicated chief innovation officer. They have proprietary IT lab environments. So isn't this just a rich get richer tool that leaves the solo practitioner completely in the dust?
It is a totally valid assumption, honestly. But Anthropic specifically structured this release to avoid that exact bottleneck.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes, the massive firms have the caseload volume to justify heavily customized firm-wide deployments, but the core technology is not walled off from the rest of the market.
Okay.
The individual tools, like that highly praised contract review plugin for Microsoft Word we talked about, those are available to any everyday paying Claude subscriber.
So wait, a solo attorney running a storefront practice can just log in, subscribe, and get access to the same baseline analytical power that Freshfields is using?
Absolutely. That solo practitioner can use the word integration to save themselves 15 hours of contract review a single week.
That is wild.
It is. The playing field, in terms of raw intellectual output, is being leveled very, very quickly.
Okay, but if these tools are readily available to smaller practices, the logical assumption is that every small business should just immediately adopt them, right?
You'd think so.
You sign up, you install the plugin, and you watch your efficiency soar. But this brings us to the massive, totally counterintuitive pitfall we mentioned at the start.
Yes, the trap.
Right. Small firms are rushing out to buy this tech, and it is actually hurting them.
This is the phenomenon of the two problems, and I'd say it is perhaps the most critical insight for anyone trying to scale a business today.
Okay, let's break that down.
Every single professional service business, whether you're a lawyer, an accountant, a marketing agency, you have two distinct problems you must constantly solve.
Right.
Problem one is output. That is the actual doing of the work. Drafting the contract, designing a logo, crunching the tax returns.
And problem two is intake. Visibility. Basically, getting clients to find your business, trust you, and actually hire you over the firm down the street.
Exactly. Now look at what Claude for Legal actually does. It drafts, it reviews, it researches. It is a magnificent world-class solution to problem one.
It solves the output problem.
Yes, but it does absolutely nothing for problem two.
Right. And you see this brutal reality playing out with small, struggling firms all the time.
Oh, constantly.
Picture a firm doing maybe, I don't know, $500,000 to $2 million in annual revenue. They are desperately looking to grow. The managing partner is spending hours on phone calls with tech consultants, asking which AI agents they should set up to automate their legal research.
Right, optimizing the workflow.
Exactly. But meanwhile, their actual firm's website hasn't been touched in 2 years. Their business phone goes straight to an automated voicemail menu after 5:00 p.m.
It's tragic.
And when a prospective client is looking for help in their city, their firm's name doesn't even appear on the first page of search results.
It is a catastrophic misalignment of priorities. That firm is hyper-focused on how fast they can do the work, completely ignoring the fact that they are losing cases to inferior competitors simply because those competitors are actually visible in the marketplace.
So what does this all mean? It's basically like a factory owner spending millions of dollars on a state-of-the-art robotic assembly line.
Okay, I like that analogy.
Yeah, they calibrate the machines so they can build their products twice as fast with zero errors.
Right.
But they completely ignore the fact that the road leading up to the factory is washed out.
Right.
And they have absolutely no raw materials coming in the front door. So the robots are just going to sit there, glowing, highly efficient, and completely idle. You are automating an empty room.
Automating an empty room. That perfectly illustrates the concept of sequencing.
Sequencing.
Yes. Technology is only as valuable as the specific bottleneck it removes in your current operation. You have to solve the right problem in the right order. If your bottleneck is doing the work, meaning your marketing is incredible, your phone is ringing off the hook, you have more clients than you can handle, and your revenue is capped purely by the sheer hours in a day, then yes.
Then you buy the robots.
Exactly. Buy the workflow AI. Automate the document review. Buy back your time so you can process the massive volume of raw materials coming in the door.
The math makes total sense in that scenario.
But if your firm is not consistently finding the right clients, if your phone isn't ringing, those efficiency gains are just an illusion.
Yeah.
Doing legal work twice as fast will not move the needle on your revenue if you don't have enough cases to fill those saved hours. You simply finish your meager workload faster, and then you sit around with nothing to do.
Okay, so if Claude for Legal only solves the output problem, how are the smartest, fastest-growing firms actually solving the intake problem in this new technological era?
That's the million-dollar question.
Because they clearly aren't just buying billboards on the highway anymore. We are entering this highly competitive phase known as the invisible AI marketing war.
And it is completely invisible to most business owners because everyone is so distracted by the shiny new workflow tools like Claude.
Yeah, they're looking the wrong way.
Exactly. The firms that are currently pulling away from the pack, they're focusing heavily on AI search rather than just AI operations.
Let's break down the psychology of AI search versus traditional Google search, because the behavior of the consumer is shifting rapidly right now.
It really is.
Today, prospective clients are bypassing standard search engines entirely. They're going to tools like ChatGPT, Perplexity.ai, or Google's Gemini. And they are typing conversational questions.
Right, like they're talking to a person.
Yeah. They'll ask, who is the most aggressive employment lawyer in my city for a wrongful termination case?
And the data shows that when an AI platform recommends a specific firm by name in response to a question like that, those leads convert into paying clients at a dramatically higher rate than traditional cold search traffic.
Wait, really? Why is that? Why does someone trust ChatGPT's recommendation more than a standard Google search result?
It comes down to ad fatigue and the illusion of objectivity.
Okay, explain that.
Well, when you type a query into a traditional search engine, your brain immediately goes into defensive mode.
Oh, sure, because you're expecting to be sold to.
Exactly. You know the first four results are sponsored ads. You know you have to filter through all those SEO-stuffed landing pages.
Yeah, the ones that are just keywords jammed together.
Right. But when you ask an AI assistant a question and it gives you a conversational direct answer, it feels exactly like a trusted referral from a highly intelligent friend.
Wow, yeah.
The client arrives at the recommended website with a massive pre-built layer of trust.
It is wild to think about. We are witnessing this massive early mover advantage window opening up right in front of us.
It's a huge opportunity.
It feels incredibly similar to the early days of Google Ads 20 years ago, you know, before every single firm in the market caught on, saturated the bids, and made it prohibitively expensive.
Yes, exactly.
The businesses that figure out how to get recommended by ChatGPT today are scooping up high-intent clients before their competitors even realize what game is being played.
But here's the this raises an important question. You cannot buy your way into an AI recommendation the way you buy a software plugin.
Right. There's no pay-to-rank-first button.
No. Claude, for legal, uses structured, verified integrations to process documents. But ChatGPT and Perplexity, they are general-purpose web crawlers. They ingest public information to formulate their answers.
Okay.
So getting cited by those AI overviews requires a completely different kind of investment.
You can't just install an update and suddenly become ChatGPT's favorite lawyer.
I wish. No, you have to build digital authority specifically tailored for AI consumption.
What does that look like in practice?
Well, it means publishing highly specific, jurisdiction-focused content. It means maintaining a flawless Google business profile with a high volume of positive, detailed reviews.
Because the AI is reading the reviews.
Exactly. AI models scrape those reviews to determine sentiment and reputation. If the reviews say you're aggressive and effective, the AI learns that you are aggressive and effective.
Wow. And there's also a highly technical layer to this that involves restructuring your website data, right? It's called FAQ schema markup.
Yes, schema markup is vital.
Wait, so what exactly is schema markup for the non-coders listening? It's essentially coding the back end of your website to spoon-feed clear, structured answers directly to the AI models that are crawling the web, right?
That's a great way to put it. AI models are looking for definitive answers to user questions. If your website provides those answers in a format the AI can instantly understand and verify, it will cite you.
It's basically like walking into a massive chaotic library where an overwhelmed librarian is trying to answer a patron's question.
Okay.
Instead of making the librarian read every single book on your shelf to figure out what you do, you just hand them a neatly formatted cheat sheet with the exact answers to the 10 most common questions people ask.
All right.
The librarian is going to use your cheat sheet every single time because it's easy.
That is exactly how AI search visibility works. You have to format your expertise so the machine can easily digest it and repeat it to the client. That is how you solve the intake problem today.
It is such a fascinating duality. On the inside of your business, you have Claude for Legal, this brilliant, hyper-secure internal tool making your output incredibly fast.
An output machine.
Right. Yeah. But then on the outside, you have this Wild West AI ecosystem that ultimately decides whether you even get the chance to use those internal tools.
Exactly. And confusing the two is the most expensive mistake a business can make right now. You cannot buy a workflow tool and expect it to magically function as a client acquisition tool.
So bringing this all together for you listening right now, Anthropic's Claude for Legal is undeniably a magnificent leap forward in professional efficiency.
Without a doubt.
If you deal with heavy documentation, complex data, or drafting, it will save you hours, if not days, every single week. But before you deploy any automation, you have to honestly assess your own bottleneck.
Yes.
Are you struggling to keep up with the overwhelming demand for your services? Or do you just need the phone to ring?
You really have to ask yourself, what is the actual ceiling on my business today? Am I solving the right problem in the right order?
And that leaves us with one final, incredibly provocative thought to chew on. Something hovering right below the surface of everything we've discussed today regarding efficiency and output.
Yeah, and this is the existential part. If these workflow tools continue to evolve at this pace, they're going to eventually commoditize the hard skills of professional services.
And monetize the hard skills.
Think about the implications of that. If every single lawyer, every accountant, every freelance designer has access to an AI agent that can produce brilliant, perfectly researched, mathematically flawless work at lightning speed.
Then everyone is a genius.
Exactly. Then the actual quality of the output is no longer a differentiator. perfect work simply becomes the baseline expectation of the client.
Wow. So if the work itself is flawless across the board, regardless of who you hire, what is left to compete on?
That's just it. Will the entire competitive advantage of a business ultimately come down to the things a machine absolutely cannot replicate?
Like the human element.
Precisely. If the hard skills are perfectly automated, the most successful professionals will simply be the ones with the strongest brand visibility, the deepest human empathy, and the simple, reliable ability to actually answer the phone and calm a client down when they are in distress.
It really makes you wonder who the most valuable team member is actually going to be a decade from now. The one doing the research in the back room or the one holding the client's hand in the front office?
It's definitely going to shift.
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Take a hard look at your own bottlenecks this week, and we will catch you on the next one.